The church needs to speak to the culture all the time. Our families live in this culture. And the culture is a worldview expressed. That is, when you look at the music, when you look at the forms, you need to say, this is the form, and this is the worldview that the form is trying to express. And sometimes there's actually some good in the culture. We don't always say, well, all of the culture is going to hell in a handbasket. Usually about 95% of it is. But it's important to start and say there's something of this culture that actually does have Christian roots, and it's expressing something good. But then we have to be discerning too, and we have to say this literature, this fiction, these movies, they actually do have bad worldviews that they're trying to express, and these are the worldviews, and this is how they're trying to express those bad worldviews. I think pastors need to know what's going on in the culture. I don't think we ought to be burying our heads in the sand, which means that we may have to watch some of these movies. We may have to check out some of the reviews of the movies. We may have to check out some of the YouTubes and see what the culture is trying to express. For one thing, people dress in a certain way. And as parents and as pastors, we need to know, why do people dress the way they do? What is the worldview they're trying to express? How about those road signs, those billboards? Let's refer to them as we preach our messages. Why? Because our families are receiving these signals all the time. It's impossible to entirely escape the culture. You have to go out and buy groceries from time to time. So, yeah, interpret the culture. Find out what the culture is really trying to say. And you know, oftentimes, the guys who produce the movies, the guys who produce the art and the music, they're very honest. You know, you read their interviews, you're going to find pretty much what they're trying to express in the movie. So it's not really that difficult to figure out. But we do have to bring the antithesis against the thesis. So as we preach the culture, of course, let's preach the Word of God. This is what the Word of God says in opposition to the culture. And hopefully, at the end of the sermon, our people will go out there and start expressing the right culture. And will dress appropriately. And will produce great movies and good artistic presentations that will express the right truth and the right worldview to others.